Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah, Chamishi, in Parashas Bahalayischa. Our Aliyah runs from Perek Yud, Psukim Yud Aleph to Lamed Dalad, which is 24 Psukim long. The main idea is the first travel of Bnei Yisrael. So we hear that on the 20th of the second month, that is what we call Iyar, the clown ascended from the Mishkan and it moved to encamp in the Midbar Paran, the desert of Paran. They traveled based on the command of Hashem in the mouth of Moshe, so three steps necessary to travel was the cloud, which is Hashem's command, Moshe Rabbeinu saying it, and then the Chatzotzros, the trumpets, is symboling the official movement. So the order was Yehuda with Nahshon ben Amminadav, Yisachar with Nesana ben Tzuar, and Zevulun with Eliav ben Chelon. So that was the first group of three. Right after them, when the Mishkan was dismantled, and Gershon Merari traveled next. And then we had the next group of three, which was Reuven with Elitzur ben Shteyur, Shimon with Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai, and Gad with Eliasaf ben Duel. So it's the next group of three. And then we had Kahas, who had the opportunity of carrying the Kalim, the vessels of the Mishkan. We then hear about the next group of three, that's Ephraim with Elishama ben Amihud, Menashe with Gamliel ben Pedatzur, and Binyamin with Avidan ben Ginodin, and finally the last group, Dan led by Achiezer ben Amishaddai, Asher with Pagiel ben Achron, and Naphtali with Achira ben Enon, and Dan is called Maasei Famachanos, the one who gathers all the camps. Then we hear at the very end of the Aliyah, one fascinating dialogue which goes on between Moshe and Chovav ben Reuel, his father-in-law, it's other names for Yisrael. And he explained that they're about to travel to the land HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised that Hashem would do good to them, and Yisrael refuses. He says he wants to go back to his birthplace. Moshe begs him to say that Yisrael has been their eyes, and eyes is a code word for the Sanhedrin, the rabbinic leadership, of the nation of Israel, which Yisrael had introduced, and the Hashem would be good to him, symbolizing, according to the Mepharshim, that he would even have a chelik in the land of Israel. But it sounds like he disappears. We don't hear the response. The response really is in Parshas Yisrael, where Moshe Rabbeinu sends him off. We put the two together, and it seems like he declined Moshe Rabbeinu's request. Finally, we hear that for 3 days they traveled with Aaron going ahead of them to find them Menucha. Okay, a few points to ponder in this section over here. Number one is, why is Kahas set back from Gershon Merari? So let's just remember this. The camp of Israel is divided into four different camps of three tribes each. So the first group of three comes, that's the camp of Yehuda, and then it goes Gershon Merari, and then the next camp, Reuven, Shimon, and Gad goes next, and then Kahas. Why is there a gap? So Rashi explains here, and in Dira Yamim, that Gershon and Merari were carrying the beams and the curtains. So what happened was they first went, because when they arrived at the other end on the encampment, they could set up the Mishkan, so when Kahas arrived with the Kalim, there was already a Mishkan to put the Kalim into. So it's more of an honor to the Kalim. Why is Dan called the Maasei Famachnos, the one that gathers the camps? Rashi quotes Yerushalmi, who explains that since he was the last tribe and he had a huge population, he would kind of be the catch-all. So if anything was lost, they would always turn to Dan because he had the lost objects that people lost. The Michtam Eliyahu says this Kodesh also means something which is deeply spiritual. Michtam Eliyahu and Chelek Beis, when talking about the notion of Shimshon, explains that Shimshon was a very different kind of leader. He was a leader who actually was very involved in the culture that he was actually trying to fight. That was the Plishtim. He married a Plishti woman. He had a number of relationships with the Philistine woman, and he seemed to be rejected by all of Israel. So a very complex leader. So the Michtam Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Dessler, explains that far from thinking that he's a barbarian who just, you know, can't stop himself, hold himself back from anything he wants, rather, Shimshon actually was a person who was seeking to remove or to extract the klipos. There is notions of deep spirituality which is embedded in some of the most darkest places on earth. And he was the one, the Ma'asef Kol HaMachnos, the one who would gather up all the camps. That would be the role of Dan. His Dan is to take the more difficult parts of the world and to bring them together. That was the mission, and a very difficult mission to succeed at in that. Why did Yisrael decide not to come? After all, Moshe Rabbeinu, if he believed Moshe Rabbeinu was true and Moshe Rabbeinu made this request, why did Yisrael say no? Rashi says it was because of his family. He needed to be with his family. It wasn't about his assets. It wasn't about his money and his investments and his real estate and his retirement plan, which was coming to fruition. It was because of his family. The Sforno explains he was getting old and he didn't think he could bear the change and the change of climate in the new place that he was going. The Rachaim HaKadosh quotes Mechilta, which quotes two opinions about this. One opinion says that Moshe Rabbeinu sent him michvodo, from his honor, meaning to say this was in fact a disgrace. He couldn't live up to what what it sounded like he should have been living up to. Whereas the other opinion says no, he went back to go convert those who were in his own people. So there's a very noble and ignoble description of the end of Yisrael and his travels with Bnei Yisrael in this section as well. Finally, didn't Aaron travel with Kahas? Why is the Aaron ahead of them? Rashi explains, there were two Aaronos. This one is the one that went out to them to war, and it had the Shivrei Luchos, the broken tablets, in it. The Sforno says, this is a miracle which occurred only for this trip, when the Aaron went ahead 3 days, about to go into the land of Israel, and it killed all the creepy crawlies and creatures ahead of them to protect them. But in general, it would usually go with Kahas, when it was down to a little more of a normal and less supernatural experience. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.